State and local health officials in Connecticut are taking a closer look at private well water and the naturally occurring substances that can contaminate it. As Connecticut Public Radio's Nicole Leonard reports, there's concern over the impacts on health from long-term exposure.
Jim Webb has been drinking the tap water in his Glastonbury home for 15 years. And when he first bought the house, he got the water tested because it comes from a private well.
It came back perfect. The gentleman said, oh, this is equivalent of spring water. So that was great.
It meant that a testing lab ran the water sample and found it clear of things like pesticides, lead, sulfates, and other contaminants. But it didn't screen for everything that could affect water quality.
But of course, then they didn't test for radon or uranium.
If you get your water through a pipe from a water utility company, it's routinely monitored and filtered. But about 23% of people in Connecticut get their water from private wells. And that means people like Webb are responsible for testing on their own. Now, residents do this when they first buy homes as part of the home inspection. But because there's no state requirement to annually test the water, they may not do it again for some time. That can be a problem because water is tested today for more types of contaminants that include a class of man-made chemicals called PFAS and naturally occurring elements like arsenic, radon, and uranium. At high levels, Brian Toll says these substances can pose a threat to human health. New studies are finding these levels in more places.
For most of these contaminants, and the uranium and arsenic in particular, it is a long-term chronic theoretical risk. Arsenic, we're primarily concerned about certain types of cancer. Uranium, we're primarily concerned with potential for kidney disease.
Pohl is a supervisor at the State Department of Public Health. He worked with Ryan Tatro, the department's supervisor for the private well program, who says they followed the lead of other New England states that are taking a deeper look at the quality of drinking water.
We saw that states of the north were focusing on arsenic and uranium, and we know that the bedrock geology in those states is similar to that of Connecticut.
Connecticut partnered with the United States Geological Survey on a study that came out in 2017. It showed a connection between specific types of bedrock and high levels of arsenic and uranium in well water. One town that falls into a high-risk area because of the terrain is Glastonbury. The Municipal Health Department wanted to make private well owners aware that their water might be contaminated with these natural elements. Director Wendy Miss says they enlisted help from the state and asked residents this year to voluntarily send in samples of drinking water for testing.
The levels of uranium are very different from one well to the next, from neighbor to neighbor. You may have one well that's very high, and the next well seemingly in the same area, perhaps drilled into the same layer of bedrock, does not have a high level at all. And that's why we're advocating for people to get their wells tested individually, not rely upon what your neighbor's level is.
As a town resident, Jim Webb got his water tested. The results this time around weren't as positive.
When I got the test back, the report says this water is unsuitable for drinking. So here I've been drinking it for 15 years, and the report says this is unsuitable for drinking.
Webb was in the same boat as neighbors on his street and others in town. He had some concerns for the health risks, but he was also worried about what these results did to the value of his home and any future sale.
Now that you know there's a problem in the area, people are going to be aware of it. So if they're going to buy a house here, they're going to make sure the water's good.
So for residents with private wells, getting the water tested is only the first step. Deciding what to do with those results can be extremely costly, something that homeowners may struggle to afford. Webb chose to install several filtration systems in his home. It required new equipment in his basement, a dry well dug into his backyard, and vent pipes that needed to be put through the house walls to reach the outside. His drinking water might be clean now, but it came at a cost of $8,600.
None of this is cheap.
There are different ways in varying price ranges to filter and treat private well water for things like arsenic, radon, and uranium, but it's still a cost that falls onto the homeowner. The recent studies and water testing have prompted some residents to try and get onto the public water system, but even if that's possible, the process can take a long time. Glastonbury health officials say these discoveries of new or existing contaminants in private well water extend beyond the town's borders and into into other areas of the state. They hope what they've done will inspire other Connecticut towns to take action. But Connecticut has yet to join its neighbors in the Northeast that have established more robust policies at regulating and protecting the quality of private well water. Nicole Leonard, Connecticut Public Radio.